Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be.
Good morning. Wake up. Get up out of those beds. Those of you who are not up yet, get up. Stomp on the floor four times. Let me hear that you are up. Wake up those brain cells. Wake up the blood that's moving through your body. Wake up. Think today is thankful Thursday. Or shall we say thankful, terrific Thursday. You're on the air with Linda Mac Shan. Oh, wake up, everybody. Let's get this show on the road. And remember, in order to get through life, one must stretch. But keep this in mind. Unless we can perceive our fellow human beings feel and feel their suffering as our own, we will never be free of conflict and war. In other words, a transformation within our own lives is very important. Remember, a transformation in our own lives are very important. So it starts with us first. Let's get going. Wake up, stretch.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. The way we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Listen to the story now.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep, and I was worrying about the way the things might have been. Big wind. Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis,
and I
pumped a lot of paint down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city until I hit the ride on the riverboat queen.
So the
big wheel keep on turning. Ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning.
Rolling
on a river.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling.
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 rolling on the river.
Don't you think it's time?
Pushing it forward. It's all about stretching in life. Whatever there is that you need out there, set your mind to it and get it. You know, if your dreams don't frighten you, young people out there, they're not big enough. You're listening to Linda McShann with Wake Up. And today's weather, if you're in Los Angeles, will be approximately 72 degrees. The lines are open this morning. Dial 917-889-8015. Call. Let's talk about it. Today is Thankful Thursday. We will have a guest to come on. We will be sharing with you information from her book, Heal Thy Wound. And I feel the topic today will be about forgiveness. So if there are those of you out there who want to get some information, who want to forgive someone or even yourself, stay in tune. You're listening to Wake Up with Linda McShann this morning.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Yeah.
Promises made to friends. This is the true meaning of friendship, to become people who can do so. However, we must first learn to keep our resolutions, the promises we have made to ourselves. And when you step out this morning, ladies, let the world know what you're all about. Let them see you.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
If you hear God, make the fire disappear when they fear God. Take away my fear when they in the fear God. Do you fear God? Cause I fear God. And in my backyard, that's a deer God. And that's a horse ranch. And to my core fans, keep repping me. Do it to the chest of me. X in the box, cause ain't nobody checking me.
White out. Drop that.
Hello.
Stay in touch. That is our segment that we have. And in order to get that information out on the air, if you call on a Monday, air out on a Tuesday, dial the day before, leave your name and the person's name that you would like to send the love message to, and we will air it out the following day. I had a call in from Taylor S. She wants to tell Rhonda how much she appreciates her and loves her. Stay in touch. That number to dial is 323-769-5879. Again, that number is 323-769-5879. You want to stay in touch and let people know how you feel about them. Have them wondering.
the down happen to you? I guess you could say that I've been lucky. Oh, I guess you could say that it's all because of you.
Summer Concert Series in Santee, California. This is a free summer event, and it's held on Thursday. And it features music and food, trucks, plus blues and barbecue. On July 17th, they'll have their barbecue. This will go on from June 19th until August the 28th, every Thursday, with the exception of July 3rd. And the number to contact them is 619-258-4100, extension 201. Again, contact the Summer Concert Series in Santee, California, 619-258-4100, extension 201. Get out and have some fun. Enjoy yourself. Life is easy.
We'll be right back.
morning. We have a caller on the line. You're live with Wake Up with Linda Mac Shan. Who is on the line this morning?
Good morning, Linda. This is Stephanie.
Hello, Stephanie Haynes. How are you doing this morning? The listeners are waiting to hear from you. How's your day starting so far?
Everything is great.
Very good. So we have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line. She is the author of a book, Heal Thy Wound, and she has great information for us today. She takes care of the body, mind, and spirit. Stephanie, would you like to get started this morning and share with us what are we in store for this morning?
Well, today we're going to do a section from the book called Healing Another Wound. It's a workbook. And today's topic is going to be on forgiveness.
Oh, okay. That sounds exciting. So where do we go? Let's get started. I can't wait, and I know the listeners are waiting out there to hear this goodness.
Okay, we're going to start with the session first, and then we're going to end with a forgiveness meditation.
Oh, great. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So, I'm just going to give the overview of forgiveness. So forgiveness is the law of forgiveness. It's a dynamic universal principle that can change our lives. When we are willing to forgive, we can unleash an amazing power, a flood of energy that can heal and uplift every area of our lives. When we are unforgiving, it can block our dreams and goals. It can interfere with our relationships. It can turn our lives stagnant and dreary. Many times it is more difficult for us to forgive those we love because we tend to hold them at a higher standard. The key to being able to forgive anyone is to separate who he or she really is from what each one has done and behold his or her authentic self. Why it is important to forgive? When you hang on to anger and resentment, it is like locking yourself in a prison of your own making. The moment you decide to forgive, the universe hands out an array of ways to heal the past and support you to move on. Forgiving people is better. When you forgive and move on, you are releasing yourself from the negative hold of the past and freeing yourself from the burden of bitterness. When we forgive others, we are not condoning their behavior, and it doesn't mean we have to invite them over for dinner either. Forgiveness doesn't mean excusing what someone has done. It is admitting that the individual is a fallible human being who has temporarily forgotten who he or she is. Forgiveness frees us from the heavy burden of resentment. If we can separate what someone has done in the past for who they are, let go of the history, and begin again in this moment, we will not only be healing our lives, we will also be contributing to the shift in the collective unconsciousness, making it easier for the world to forgive. Without inner peace, it is impossible to have world peace. So I have some considerations for you. So when we consider the one who has hurt us, we must understand that one of two things has occurred. Number one, this individual had no aware that the action would cause pain. He or she was simply following his or her own path, however enlightened we think it is, and we simply step into it. Also, we are taking the behavior personally. Number two, this individual was unaware of the authentic self and allow the fearful false self to take over. The behavior which issued forth from a false self intentionally hurt us. Remember, the false is the frightened and unloving shadow, which is mistaken for the real person. Although not always expressed, behind this mask is the authentic self, which is pure and love. If this person knew the love that existed inside and was able to express it, he or she would have done so. Now, have you ever noticed that when you hold a grudge against someone, that person continues to have power over you? What feeling is brought up when you think about them? Do you feel raging anger, a sinking heart, frustration, or fear? Even when you are not actively thinking about this person or situation, the anger is still there, buried in your cellular memory. Manifestation, prosperity, success, health, and love on a permanent basis require consciousness free of judgment and blame. Let me read that again. To manifest prosperity, success, health, and love on a permanent basis require consciousness free of judgment and blame. Therefore, our work is not complete until we let go of all resentment. So before I go into the meditation, I want you guys to drop down a couple of questions from the worksheets. Number one, what is the key to your personal freedom? Number two, how can you forgive those who transgress against you? Three, how can you forgive yourself? Number four is, how can you realize your potential? Number five, why should you not condone the person that transgressed against you? Number six, have you noticed that when you're holding a grudge against someone, they continue to be a problem in your life? Right. Number seven, do you feel raging anger, a sinking heart, frustration, and fear when you see that person? Number eight, why do you think it's important to transform the heavy burden of resentment? Number nine, can you separate what someone has done to you in the past from your present condition? Number 10, what feeling is brought up when you think about them? Number 11, what step will you take to live your life authentically? I have a quote for you. By forgiving, I don't condone harmful acts or excuse people from being accountable for their actions. By forgiving, I free myself. Quote by Stephanie Haynes. I'm going to go into the forgiveness prayer, and then I'm going to ask everybody to join me into the meditation. The forgiveness prayer. The following prayer covers most of the significant area of forgiveness. Often such, a prayer will bring to mind other areas that need forgiveness. Let spirit move freely and guide your mind to persons or groups that you may need to forgive. Spirit, today I ask to forgive everyone in my life. I know that you will give me the strength to forgive, and I thank you. For you love me more than I love myself and want my happiness more than I desire it for myself. I truly forgive my mother. I forgive her for all the times she hurts me, resented me, was angry with me, and for all the times she punished me. I forgive her for the times she preferred my brothers and sisters to me. I forgive her for the times she told me I was dumb, ugly, stupid, the worst of the children, of that I cost the family a lot of money. For the time she told me I was unwanted, an accident, a mistake, or not what she expected, I forgive her. I forgive my father. I forgive him for any non-support of love and affection. I forgive him for the lack of time, not giving me his companionship, his drinking, arguing, and fighting with my mother or other children, for his severe punishment, divorcing my mother, or for any running around. I forgive him. Spirit, I extend forgiveness to my sisters and brothers. I forgive those who rejected me, lied about me, hate me, resented me, compete for my parents' love, hurt me, or physically harm me, for those who were too severe on me, punished me, or made my life unpleasant in any way, I forgive them. Spirit, I forgive my spouse for the lack of love, affection, consideration, support, attention, and lack of communication. I forgive his faults, his failings, weakness, and other acts or words that hurt or disturb me. Spirit, I forgive my children for the lack of respect, obedience, love, attention, support, warmth, and understanding. I forgive them for their bad habits, falling away from their spiritual practice, and any bad action that disturbed me. Spirit, I forgive my in-laws, my mother-in-laws, father-in-laws, son and daughter-in-laws, and other relatives by marriage, who treat my family with a lack of love for all their words, thoughts, actions, or omissions, which injured or caused pain. I forgive my grandmother, grandfather, aunts, uncles, and cousins who may have interfered in our family, being possessive of my parents, and who may have caused confusion or turned one parent against the other. Spirit, help me forgive my coworkers who are disagreeable or make life miserable for me, for those who push their works off on me, gossip about me, won't cooperate with me, and try to take my job. I forgive them. Spirit, my neighbors need to be forgiven for all their noise, letting their property run down, not tying up their dogs, and who run through my yard, not taking in their trash cans, being prejudiced, and running down the neighborhood. I forgive them. I forgive all spiritual practitioners for the lack of support, affirmations, bad sermons, pettiness, lack of friendliness, not providing me or my family with the inspiration we needed, for any hurts they have inflicted on me or my family, even in the distant past. I forgive them today. Spirit, I forgive all those who are of different persuasion, those of opposite political views, who have attacked me, ridiculed me, discriminated against me, made fun of me, or economically hurt me. Let's take a moment and just think of any other things that anyone may have hurt you in any of these categories. These might not be some of them, but the ones that you have encountered, let it go. Free yourself today. Forgiveness is an act of the will, not a feeling. If we pray for a person, we can be assured that we have forgiven that person. Now find a comfortable place and just relax. We're going to go into the forgiveness meditation.
And while we're finding that comfortable place out there, all you listeners, to remind you that you are listening to Wake Up with Linda McShann, and we have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line. Now find that spot, that pillow, that comfortable area so that we can go into this meditation. Stephanie, please continue.
Okay. Forgiving oneself or other people. Before you go into the meditation, decide who needs forgiveness. Do not be surprised if someone else appears. It is always good to start forgiving the small hurts first, rather than starting this kind of work with your most vibrant enemy. So now, take a deep breath in and gently close your eyes. Give a few big sighs of release, and see if your body wants to stretch a little. Now, pay attention to the natural rhythm of your breathing. Feel your body rise gently as you breathe in, and relax as you breathe out. And just do several breathings in and out. And every out-breath is an opportunity to let go, to feel comfortable, the heaviness and the warmth. And you can travel through your mind to the meadows of your innermost being, to a sunlit, clearing fresh with the mild fragrance breeze of spring. As you breathe, you can relax into the warmth of the sun and feel the wind carry your body and ruffle your clothing. You can attune yourself more and more to the delightful sight, the sound, the smell of the fragrance, the grass, the trees, and the flowers. Listening to the birds, seeing the butterflies and the abundance of the life in the meadow and the sounds of the cricket and the winds in the trees. And you can feel the peace there in this special place and the life force of an awakened spirit. And you can feel the life force in your own body. Feel it resonating with the metal. Feel it as joy. The metal is a place of safety, truth, and a place place of wisdom within yourself where you can always come. And within the metal are many special places you can discover. Places where you can feel your own power. And places where you can feel especially cozy and safe. Around the edge of the metal are openings to different paths of the life experiences you have had. Paths over spaces, and each of the paths, whether high or low, it is like a rainbow, for it has a pot of gold, a gift of learning at its end. The nettles is the safety of your own special place. You can look down into the path of your life experiences, a relationship you have had with other people, and choose one where anger, hurt, or guilt, or some other emotion still blocks the way to forgiveness. And in a moment, you will see a symbolic image of that emotion. Walking down the path, you meet you at the edge of the meadow to bring you the gift of its teaching. Bring your inner emotional messenger to the place of greatness, comfort for you in the metal. It may be a power place or a safe place. Since you have last contacted this feeling, you may want to make your messenger smaller or larger. Settle down and bring the situation into focus. Now, thank it for its help. Ask if there are any ways for you to feel safe, new ways that open your heart. And ask what it has to teach you about the other person. And about yourself. Now thank it for its teaching and return the favor by setting it free, letting its energy flow back to the life source as a bird or a flower or a burst of light. Now that know that it will arise spontaneously when needed, free to form and to fade away. Free to be spontaneously itself. Feel the life force in the sturdy shoot of new growth all around you. Ball in your hand to the author of life, to yourself, to those who have exchanged love's teaching with you in the form of hurt. And know that you are both forgiving now and forever. Begin to come aware of your breathing. Bring the palms of your hands together and rub healing energy into them place them over your eyes. Now slowly open up your eyes and remove your hands and place them over your eyes. This concludes the forgiveness meditation. Listeners, I really hope you take this day and begin to live in your authentic self, forgiving all those who hurt you in the past or even in this present moment if you feel any hurt. Transform it. Let it go. Free yourself. You know, when we hold on grudges, we block our gifts that is waiting on us. Thank you so much for listening.
Wow, Stephanie. Stephanie, that was, I'm still breathing here. That was so inspirational. I appreciate you so much for coming on, sharing. We have Stephanie Haynes on the line. She is the author of Heal Thy Wound. And Stephanie took us through forgiveness this morning, as you heard. She let us, gave us things to consider. She gave us exercises to see past the mask, to know the love. There were forgiveness prayers, talking about the spirit, talking about our family. And you must forgive in order to clear the blockage. And the last thing was the great meditation exercise. And Stephanie, I would like to ask you, do you have that meditation exercise on tape at this time?
Actually, we're working through putting that together as we speak.
Okay, well, I would like to be informed as soon as you have it together. And could you please tell the listeners how they may purchase your book and contact you?
Yes, they can email me at fashionablyfit, that's FASHIONBLYFIT 22@gmail.com, or they can contact me at 323-605-2706. Once again, 323-605-2706.
Okay, listeners, so you may email Stephanie Haynes to get information about her book, and please stay in touch with her to get that audio tape, because I want my name to be the top on the list. That was awesome. And at the end, what really resonated with me was to seek new ways, you know, and to find out what teaches you to learn about the other person and yourself, and to think, to free yourself. It is so important that we move through life, and especially for you young adults out there, to clear that blockage. You have so much ahead of you. And if you're just tuning in, we had some questions that was asked, maybe a 1 to 11, such as, you know, forgiving those, forgiving yourself, how you should realize your potential. Just on and on and on. Stephanie, you are an angel. You are a universal angel, and I would like to take this time. I know you have a busy schedule. You work a lot in the community and in your own businesses, keeping everybody healthy, mind, body, and soul. But would you be open to speaking with us on a weekly basis? You know, just sharing with us, keeping us on track. Please think about that. I would like to contact you and, you know, give you that option, because this is so refreshing. It's so much information, and each and every one of us need this, because we must know our authentic self and know when a person is moving with authenticity, and also be able to step into our greatness and stay there. I'd like to take out the time to thank you for myself, Wake Up with Linda Maxian, and all the listeners, and tell you to please enjoy your day, and I will be in contact. Thank you for all your information.
Oh, you're welcome, and have a great day as well.
Thank you, Stephanie. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
all you listeners that missed out, we had Miss Stephanie Haynes on, the author of Heal Thy Wound, and Stephanie's topic today was forgiveness. We went through exercises, questions. She gave definitions, and at the end, there was meditation, which was just awesome, and the prayers and the persons that she forgives. She even talks about forgiving the neighbor that has the dog that walks on the lawn, that messes up the lawn, and leave the, you know, findings behind. Just forgive everyone. You must release all of those grudges in order to move on with your life. Your health is very, very important. When we hold on, we don't clear out, there is a blockage there. And Stephanie Haynes left information for us to get in contact with her. The title of her book is Heal Thy Wound, and her email address is Fashionably Fit, F-A-S-H-I-O-N-B-L-Y, Fit, F-I-T, 22, at gmail.com. And her contact number is 323-605-2706. The title of the book, Heal Thy Wound. It is a great, great book. It's very, very helpful, and it can help you transform your life into your greatness to be able to clear the blockages and move on. Forgiveness is the key. Remember, everything starts with you. You must forge yourself through your own efforts. And I urge each of you to create something, start something, and make a success of something. This is the essence of human existence, the challenge of youth. Herein lies a wonderful way of always aiming for the future. This goes out to all the listeners, but especially you youth out there. You're on the air, and keep in mind, BET Experience at LA Live will be happening next weekend, so get yourself ready and prepared. BET Experience.
Turn up the sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB Ghetto Blues from the refugee camp.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in the torn up town. No postcode envy,
but every song's like Gold Teeth, Grey Goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood, that kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Friends in the eye, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song's like Gold Teeth, Grey Goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood, that kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler,
especially for the youth out there, and the youth are standing in those lines and in those classrooms. Everybody is in summer school. There's no breaks being taken. It is awesome out there to see this happening. We have a segment here. Stay in touch. Please dial 323-769-5879. Leave your love message for the person you want to. Say how much you love them. Only positivity. Give us a call. If you call on a Monday, it will air out on a Tuesday the following day. The number again is 323-769-5879. And our call-in number here on the show is 917-889-8015. Give us a call. Give us your opinion. Let us know what you like, what you would like to talk about. And it's open out there. You know, we are about empowerment, relaxation, love, and fun. You're listening to Wake Up with Linda Mac Shan.
We'll be right back.
You to keep on moving. I would like to read something from Today and Tomorrow. It's Daily Encouragements. The author of this book is Daisaku Ikeda, very, very, very famous humanitarian that has spent his entire life traveling throughout the world to make sure that people understand and meet and understand their happiness and teach happiness to others. And this quote says, "I hope that you will lead immortal, invincible, and joyous lives filled with confidence, pride, and good cheer. I also hope you will display inspiring leadership while doing your utmost to protect your prospective areas." That information is going to you, youth, because you know you are the leaders out there. You're listening to Wake Up with Linda McShann. We're going to take this out. We're going to have more information for you. And keep in mind, we are here in the morning, 7 o'clock a.m. to 9 a.m. And on Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10. And that is where we wind down with Linda. Just softness, information, relaxation. And on Sunday, we deal with the communities and the families, and it's like open call. We have a lot of fun here. Let's keep encouraging and empowering each other.
With every passing minute, oh baby, so much joy wrapped up in it.
I'm gonna
your dreams are not frightening you, then they're not big enough. We want to keep going today. You have been listening to Wake Up with Linda McShann. I love you. Have a great day out there. Keep in mind, smile, lean from the inside, gives love to others. Peace, love, and happiness.
Around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know the bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's a cure, you can rest your mind sure that I'll be loving you always. Now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Born is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns and stars in the sky.
Always.
Until the ocean covers every mountain high.
Always.
Until the dolphin flies and everything
I see. Always.
Until the moonlight and light becomes a dream.
Did you know the true love asks for nothing? Another day, just as time knew to move on since the beginning, and the seasons know exactly when to change. Just as kindness knows no shame, know through all your joy and pain, that I'll be loving you always. And today I know I'm living, but tomorrow could make me the path for that I. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I left behind, 'cause I'll be loving you
and children will tell.